98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
It's Friday, podcast edition of Friday.
I was actually going to play Rebecca Black, a little snippet of her, but decided to go with the Beach Boys. Oh, is it
Starts? I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old street.
Oh, Get Around. I Get Around?
Yeah.
I Get Around. What's the other one?
Which one? Of all of the...
There's another Beach Boys famous one.
They're all famous. Beach Boys reminds me of going to Sligo with my dad.
Round, golf trips.
Thank you.
Go on, your dad went where?
Yeah, golf trips with my dad with the Golf Society when I was like a teenager going to Sligo. And I used to go for the weekend and I used to absolutely love it. I never went out the golfing or caddying. I used to just hang around. Was the beach. I can't remember. What's the beach? I know, you'd make friends with some of the other...
With the fish.
With the fish.
And the animal.
No, some of the other parents brought their kids as well. And it was great. It was brilliant. But we used to listen to the Beach Boys on the way down.
Were they popular at the time?
Yeah. And it was so funny, like when the car broke down, you had this little handle and you had to wind up the car to get it started again.
I'm surprised you got it to have a car.
Yeah.
Similar story. My dad used to bring you to a yacht club in Clontarf. Called Clontarf Yacht Club, and I used to play with the trailers of the boats.
Okay.
When they didn't have the boats in them, I would get in them and I'd run and then I'd jump into them and hurt myself, and it was really dangerous.
What was the worst injury that you had in a trailer?
Oh, well, in the yard. So it's a yard full of boats and old rust and anchors and metal. Yeah. Really not a place for a child. So me and my 5-year-old sister were playing out there. And you know trawlers that have huge fishing nets?
Yes.
And they have these almost like a spindle that they wind up the fishing nets in. Mm-hmm. So there's one of them there abandoned with no net in it. So I stood on top of it and started to spin it as I was moving, kind of like how you would on a playground.
Yeah.
Have similar ones. So I was like, hey Rose, watch this, and I started to like back pedal, dun, 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 and it got faster and faster and faster, and I couldn't stop, and so I made the decision to hang on to the side of it. So instead of standing like it moving and me not, all of a sudden I was moving at the same speed as it.
Oh.
And so there was a rusty bar that the nets would have gone over to spread out into the sea.
This is sounding good.
And as the bar obviously is straight, is in the very center. So when I went with the spindle, my back stopped the spindle from spinning on the bar.
Ow.
So that full weight of a trawler sized fishing net went against my spine and I thought I broke it. So that was that.
That was pretty gruesome.
I was like, go get dad.
I had a trailer injury as well. There was a house down the road when we were growing up as kids. And they must have been doing work in the house because there was an empty trailer left in the driveway. And myself and a couple of the lads were playing on it, as you do. If you see a trailer, if you're a kid, you're going to get in it and play. But whatever happened, the trailer was empty and somebody had lifted it. And when we went to move forward so we wouldn't fall out,
bonk,
they dropped it.
Yeah.
And I fell backwards. And you know that metal edge? Split the back of my head open.
Oh, I love it.
And that was, I think, my third trip to get stitches in my head that summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How many?
So,
in
like, that'd explain an awful lot.
Did you get a lot in your life? A lot of head injuries?
Yeah. Stitches. A lot of stitches. The worst, I think, was when the garage at our house, so, like, we have a garage at the house of my mum's, and the garage door was always a bit wonky and bonky.
Oh, wonky and bonky.
Wonky and bonky. Yeah, so it was wonky and bonky for me trying to climb up on the roof to get my ball. And so the garage door failed and it slid down, and as I was running into it, of course the corner of that lovely sharp thin metal garage door literally sliced the top of my head open, and I fell, and then my head hit the ground, which made it even worse. And my grandmother heard the thud on the ground and came out, and there was me literally flat out in a pool of blood.
Oh.
I told this story to Max and Elizabeth, and describe the colour of that wall.
White?
Yeah, that's the colour Max went. I don't think he's got a good ear or eye for blood.
Well, if he doesn't have a good ear for blood, the sound of blood will scare him.
Yes.
Have you got any scars there you could show? Any?
I have.
Good old, give me a good old scar.
A scar under my chin, you probably can't see it.
I see it, on the left side.
Yeah, one on my lip.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah, everybody got that one. That was a tennis pole. Sorry, a tennis net pole. Oh, I was ball boy.
Ten lads from Kerry kicking me in the face.
I've loads in my head.
Right. Have you got any visible ones that I can see? Because yeah, so far these are just pretend.
I've one on my arm here.
You know what I mean? I have a really big penis. But I can't show you, so
there's nothing to stop you showing me.
Well, there's a lot of discomfort.
Right, I'm taking off my
jumper.
Here comes the jumper.
Wow, you look like you need help.
Well, I am still in a little bit of pain.
I can see your arm now. Your arm is there. Yeah, here we are.
Right, if you look here. See there?
Yeah.
See the scar? You gotta look.
I can see your arm, man.
You can feel it there, go on.
I can see the tiny scar, yeah. Look, there's mine. That's pretty easy to do, isn't it? I just show you my hand.
Do you know I got that one on my arm? A street light. And so there's a little panel that the guys would fuse open box to work it up and stuff. They're kept closed with a metal clasp. Mm-hmm. It's like a...
I know them, yeah.
It's like a... Yeah, mm-hmm. Metal. And we were running because we were in somebody's garden. They were like, get out of our garden. So we ran and got my arm caught in it. What was my t-shirt caught? 2 inches of metal into my arm.
Well, there you go. There's some of the injuries Stephen Cooper has sustained over the course of his
life. That was that summer.
That was the same summer. check back in Monday when we'll go through a winter with Stephen and see what happened to him then.
Yeah, cool.
What's the best thing we're about to listen to now that's coming up?
Kids Greedy
Guts. Yeah, good man.
All right, subscribe.
All right, enjoy, bye. 98
FMs. Big Breakfast. Westlife, hello, my love, on 98 FM. It's 6:15 on Friday morning. How's it going? My back still hasn't mended yet.
God's sake, sounds like we're in a horror movie. Good morning. So, because Cooper was off for almost 2 weeks, and I'm just going to presume he did absolutely nothing.
You'd be correct.
He did minus anything. Mm-hmm. I've decided to take a leaf out of his book, and this week plan on doing the same.
Oh, cool.
But unfortunately, it's not a thing that I've chosen to do. My missus has taken my car for the weekend, so I'm carless for the first time in a long time now since I didn't have a car. And I've only realised recently that I've been missing out on all the stuff you get to do when you don't have a car. For instance, get soaking wet in the rain.
Yeah.
Walk places that are too far.
Meet people, new people every day on public transport.
Yeah, get mugged by them. This is all things that I'm going to get to appreciate now for the whole weekend. It's mad, like I can't go anywhere really. Well, I could, I suppose, but I'd have to walk a long way down to a bus stop. And then get some buses. This is the thing. You get a bus to near where you want to go. And then you got to probably walk a bit more or get another form of transport. I always thought that was gas. I want to go there. I can't get there, so I need to go near there. And then get a taxi.
How long does it take to walk to the bus?
Oh, it's a good half an hour.
Is that the... So from your house up the hill and up the... And then it's another 10-ish minutes to the train?
Yeah. Well, five. But it's just gas. I get to appreciate now all of these things that people go through every day and don't kill everyone around them.
Can I give you a little bit of advice? If you don't want to do that, you could either just stay in, or there's an amazing thing on your phone, okay? Right? You might have heard of it. Call My Taxi.
Sponsor. He's sponsored. I knew it. Lucky, I knew he said it. He couldn't. He always brings this in. How much are they paying you?
Just say it's you have to do something for work and put on the company account.
Well, technically the gym is a work thing because I need to look, you know, my best for the Instagrams. Isn't that why we both go to the gym so much?
Yeah. We go all the time.
Yeah. I keep missing you.
I go to a different one now.
Do it.
Yeah, it's Jess Glynn. Take me home.
All right.
98 FM. 98 FMs. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. I'm hoping you can help me out with something, Luke.
What?
I'm very confused.
Oh, this is the Foggy Jew.
It is the Foggy Jew.
Hello. Conor McGregor coming out.
Well, that's the thing. He tweeted yesterday, and you follow, MMA, okay?
Yeah.
All right? And you follow what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
And his tweet yesterday said, I want to move forward with all my fans and faiths and all backgrounds, all faiths challenges to our best selves.
Careful now.
And see you in the octagon.
Yeah.
I thought he retired. Like 2 weeks ago. He said, right, I'm done.
And now he's like seeing the octagon.
Yeah, and the other tweet then, he's in like in the UFC offices or something, he says, surprise, surprise.
Oh, hang on a sec, I didn't see that. What's the surprise?
He's back.
He is back.
11 days later.
I don't get it.
He did that before though, remember?
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for the cheese. He tweeted and then came back and fought Nate Diaz again and won. So I think that's what he's trying to do again.
He wants to fight Nate Diaz?
No. Well, everybody wants him to fight Nate Diaz so there can be a trilogy and can finally decide who is better. But right now, it's Khabib Nurmagomedov is the guy, the Russian guy.
The guy who beat him the last time.
Whopped him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right. I was just very confused. I don't know why, what the hell goes on, and I don't get the cheese thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a money thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, well,
it's pretty easy. Imagine you are worth an absolute fortune, and every time you fight, you make an absolute fortune. You can't really fight that much because you have to make it a big deal or else you won't really make as much money. So he couldn't fight like somebody in the top five. He has to fight the number one guy everywhere. So that's quite hard to do because everybody wants to fight the number one guy.
Yeah.
So if he retires and he goes, all right, good luck. And he goes, ah, no, I'm back. I'm only messing. So people are like, oh, he's back. Let's let him fight again. So it's how he stays relevant.
This is very confusing.
Oh, it's stupid. Yeah, really stupid.
Okay.
I'm not defending it.
Is there any way we can do that in what we do, like monetizing what we do? Like,
you mind for the monetize? So we could retire the Big Breakfast and put it in the bin.
Yeah.
And then wait 11 days and then bring a fresh serving of Big Breakfast back to the people of Dublin. But would they even notice? Would you notice?
Yeah, they would.
But if you tune into 98FM and all you heard was...
Sounds like the lads again. Thank you for kind of explaining it that I kind of understand it.
He's just trying to be relevant, which is so stupid still.
Well, it obviously reached my head because like everything that he's done in the past has gone over it. So,
all right. That's
worked. Good. Well done. Sugar Ray every morning at 6:26, 98FM's Big Breakfast. Morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Yeah. All right, so Friday is the day that it is, which means that if you're following the show, you'll know you're about to hear the sultry sounds of Patricia Suze.
Good morning.
See, there she is.
How are you?
Good morning. It means you want to do something here, do you?
Yeah, before you get to go home for the weekend, we test you. So were you paying attention in the last 5 days of the news?
Probably not.
Oh, you never really are, to be fair.
At least we're honest about it.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I've got 5 questions here. We'll see what happens, okay? 087-798-9898. Is that enough 98s there?
087-798-9898, yeah.
There you go.
He does that too sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I just go 98.
If you get all 5 questions right, I'll give you movie passes, IMC Cinema.
Ooh.
Let's start off with an easy one. Leo Varadkar made the papers this week for writing a letter to which pop star?
He actually did it.
He did,
I thought it was April Fool's. Oh my God.
It happens.
What a man. Why though? Oh, it doesn't matter. Go on, sorry.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, I know, but why?
Question 2. What did Irish Rail find on one of their trains this week?
Do we get bonus points for their name?
Yeah.
Oh, I just sent it to you. That's so annoying and I've forgotten it. I literally just WhatsApp to them.
You'll know this one, right? Why were Boyzone down one member in their Australia gigs this week?
Oh, because, yeah.
Oh.
Question 4. A sperm whale was found washed ashore in which Irish county?
Oh.
Is it, what?
Great drone pictures, actually, of the whale.
They do have uses. Yeah, I see that.
And finally, who was announced as the host of the BAFTAs this week?
Oh.
Looking at 4 out of 5.
Looking like it.
Well, do better. I won 5 out of 5.
Sorry. Just never happy.
Okay. 0877-98-98-98-98-98. If you want to have a go, text them in. Is the wanted all time low?
How many 98s is that?
6.
Was it?
Yeah, it's only supposed to be 3. Don't worry about it.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
How do you get up from an old time low?
The Wanted on 98FM at 6:43.
All right, so you get a chance every morning on a Friday, or every Friday morning, sorry, to win IMC Movie Passes. All you got to do is answer questions which the quiz master herself, Miss Suzanne Brennan,
hello,
has given us.
How are you feeling? Are you confident?
No, I still only have four.
How about you, Coop?
I reckon I've four.
Four out of five, so that's not too bad. Our first question was an easy one. Leo Varadkar made the papers this week for writing a letter to which pop star?
I have Niall here beside me on text. He's after giving me five answers. So,
hey, Niall.
Cooper, what do you think?
Kylie Minogue.
I have Kylie Minogue, and so does Niall.
Yes, it was Kylie Minogue. Yeah, there's pictures all over the papers of him after her gig, standing with her and his fella as well.
Him and his fella and Kylie Minogue.
Dream team.
Yeah.
Question two, what did Irish Rail find on one of their trains this week?
Little Doggy.
It was a little doggy, yeah.
His name was Hamish.
That's a great name for a puppy, isn't
it? Technically, his name wasn't flipping Hamish.
They called him Hamish.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
You said what's his name, Sis.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Your bonus points if you guess his name.
Cooper said that.
Oh, sorry.
You said yeah.
He's humouring you.
Niall says, a dog.
2 points for everyone.
Yay.
Question three. Why were Boyzone down one member in their Australia gigs this week?
I said Timmy the Tummy Terrorist. Oh. Somebody had a tummy bug.
Who, though?
Never asked who. You just said why.
Yeah, but be specific.
One of them had a tummy bug.
Who?
I don't know.
Keith.
It was Keith, Luke. You're right. And Niall did.
Niall said the same.
Yeah.
Yay.
So it was a tummy bug.
Well, actually, it was the technical term is gastro something, something, something.
Oh, that's the technical term, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what points does Cooper get there, Suzanne?
Cooper gets half point.
Okay, Grant.
So right. My naming the dog and that make up for another point. So it's three all at the moment.
Stop trying to scrape points.
Yeah, he's such a child, isn't he?
Right, a sperm whale was found washed ashore in which Irish county this week?
I said Cork.
Give me one of them as well. I said Cork.
No, Niall didn't say Cork.
What did he say?
You're making it too
Sligo.
Sligo?
I couldn't find the bleeding answer. Is it not?
It was Galway.
Niall! Yes. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
And finally, who was announced as the host of the BAFTAs this week?
Niall says Joanna Lumley.
Oh.
Lumley. Sorry. He's wrong.
I said Graham Norton.
Which is right.
It's Graham Norton. Yeah.
That's a great
one. So who won there?
So tally up the score. Suze.
All right.
Zan.
So Cooper got 4 points. Niall got 4 points. And Luke got 4 points.
Everybody's a winner. Welcome to 2019.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. I want it. I got it.
Ariana Grande, Seven Rings on 98FM, and it's 7:07.
So, Colin Farrell, we had a great crack chatting to him, sorry. If you want to check out the full video, it's on our Facebook. Yeah, he was really, really nice. And my mom said, that was a great interview. So, it went well.
I like the way you confronted your kind of earlier meetings with him in your career when you met him first or didn't even meet him.
He was so nice about it, though. Check out the video for what the hell we're talking about. But for now, though, let's talk about tattoos, okay? So he has a variety of tattoos because he went through a bit of a mad phase, didn't he?
He certainly did.
All that line dancing in Glenroe. So have a listen to him talk about one that's specifically on his chest.
Yeah, the worst tattoo was one on my chest that I got in New York. One night at 3 a.m. in a tattoo parlor by somebody that I don't believe has ever done a tattoo before.
Really?
I don't, yeah. And he did it, and it was a rose, but it actually looks kind of like a cat's ass on a chopstick. I'd love to show you.
A cat's I'd love ass to show on a chopstick. Yes. That is so precise.
Yeah, that's very precise.
It's such an obscure thing, and yet I know exactly what that is. That is a wonderful piece of imagery.
I'm Irish. We're known for our lyrical dexterity.
Yes.
Ooh, lyrical dexterity.
Is there any of your tattoos that you've regretted at all?
All two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Technically.
One is the length of your arm, Luke.
But yeah.
Which is a combination of loads of tattoos.
That's true. No, I love this. I did have a wobbly moment where I was like, I don't know if I like it, but then I added a bit more depth to it in my brain.
Yeah.
And the other one is on my chest, just on my daughter, so I can't really be like, oh, I hate that. But Colin did actually decide to get laser removal, tattoo removal.
Oh. I'm getting rid of them just because I got tired of getting painted in the makeup chair anytime I wear a t-shirt.
Right.
So it just gets me, it buys me an extra 45 minutes sleep in the morning.
Makes perfect sense.
Damn right.
Like, he's so logical.
Makes sense. A friend of mine had a tattoo on the back of his neck. It was a Chinese writing, and he wanted hope, but it translated into hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Hey, maybe you could find some emotional depth in that. I don't know. Life is the sandwich and you're the meat. I'm not sure. Coming up in the next 5 minutes or so, we'll try and give you a lovely, lovely weekend away to Athlone Springs for you and the fam. And then someone's getting upgraded closer to 8 o'clock.
All right, here's Snow Patrol. Take back the city on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's 7:10. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Picture this, one drink on 98FM. It's 7:45 Friday morning on The Big Breakfast.
One of the best bits about doing this show is that we could be chatting about something and someone listening might just go, oh, that reminds me of a story. And they send it in and, you know, we haven't asked for it, but it's always brilliant. Those little, like, oh, I'll send those moments in, are always really appreciated here. And that is exactly what's after happening with Rachel. So we were talking about tattoos and Colin Farrell, and he's after getting one removed and he's got a really bad one on his chest. And Rachel was listening to that and she said, you know what? I'm going to tell the boys a story.
Morning, lads. Look, I know you didn't ask, but I love this failed tattoo story. Me and three of the girls were in Thailand, and as you do, after full moon with a few pints in you, you go to a 14-year-old street vendor tattooist, like my friend did. She got a beautiful lotus flower, in fairness to the young lad, but then also got him to sign all of our initials, which were S-A-R-A-S, SARS. So she has a disease permanently tattooed on her. It's beautiful, though.
No! Is that a bird flu?
Oh, is no, that,
no. No, it's a different one. It's equally bad, though.
Yeah.
I really want to see a picture.
Usually if you mention SARS on an airplane, the airport shuts down. Everywhere you go, people are like, it has matter in the place.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
See if you can beat that, actually. I'll give you a couple of minutes to try and beat that awful tattoo story. I mean, we've all been there, like in Magaluf or Fuerteventura or whatever, and you're coming home and the tattoo's, it's open, it's there, and you go, whoa, we go in, get a turtle. And it's not a turtle. 0877 98 98 98. An audio message is better because I like hearing the story from you.
Here's Macklemore, Same Love on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, I love this.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Ready?
Yeah.
Count me down.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey kids, listen up. It's Friday.
It's time for Kids Greedy Good.
98FM.
Yes, I love this, and I love the fact that we've got amazing prizes. And playing this morning, 8-11, is Roxy. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Morning.
How morning. Are you?
Good.
Are you excited, or are you like, yeah, whatever, like, this is going to be...
I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
Okay, do you want to say hi to everyone in your school? What school are you in?
Mary Help a Christian.
Right, right. And is there anybody there helping you today?
My mam and my nanny.
Oh, mam and nanny.
Mam and nanny. Yeah, they're great help, aren't they?
Brilliant.
They get your breakfast ready, get you a cup of tea maybe afterwards.
So,
do you know the rules, Roxy?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. You sound so confident. What are you, like 14, 15?
No, I'm 11.
11? Nearly. You're very close.
Yeah. 11, teen. You're a proper teenager now-ish. Okay, so let's get to this. I'm looking forward to it. Everybody's listening to you live on the radio and on Facebook Live, so say hi to them.
Hi.
Hiya.
5 questions, 500 points. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
25 points.
All right. So how this works, just in case nobody has ever heard before, is that after El Roxy here answers a question correctly, hopefully, she gets to keep that prize, even if she gets the next question wrong. So she mightn't get the next prize, but at least she'll go home with something.
Yeah.
It has to be fair. We can't be like, okay, bye, Roxy. You won nothing. Go cry in a corner.
Okay.
So we won't do that to you.
Okay.
So what is the first prize, Coop?
Movie passes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
IMC Cinemas.
Oh,
yeah. Very, very nice.
Okay. Roxy, the question, though, to win these is, name three subjects you learn in school.
English.
Yeah.
Irish.
Yeah.
And math.
Oh, look at you. Very good. What's your favourite subject so far?
I love Irish.
Wow. to see how long that lasts.
Rule of boss.
Well, fair play to you. That's a great, great thing to have.
You got movie passes. Maybe you and your best buddy Abby can go and see a movie then, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to move on and get question two, which is 50 points, which is tickets to go and see Anne-Marie in the Three Arena?
Yes, please.
You do? All right.
50 points.
All right. Who's that in the background?
My mum and my auntie.
They're freaking out, are they?
Yeah.
You're the calm one, which is very cool. Okay, for 50 points, Roxy. In the Jungle Book, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of animal is Baloo?
A bear.
A what?
A bear.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You got tickets to go and see Anne-Marie in the Three Arena.
Thank you.
Now, the next question is worth 100 points. And this prize is absolutely amazing. It's Lego Friends Heart Lake City Hotel Set.
Oh my God. Yeah, me and my cousin love building Lego.
Oh, brilliant. Well, yeah. If you decide to go on for this question, you could win it or you could take that Anne-Marie tickets. What do you want to do? Do you want to go on or do you want to take the tickets?
Yes, go on.
All right. Go on, Roxy.
100 points.
Go on there, Roxy.
So we're chatting to Roxy. She's 11 going on 15. She's from Cabra. She loves drama and hip-hop and Irish. So Irish drama, hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put to Fair City.
Yeah. Go in there. That's pretty much Fair City. Yeah. Nutshell.
So for 100 points, the question is, complete this Christmas song. Oh no, they're going to make me sing it, aren't they? Okay. Complete this Christmas song, Roxy. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So
be good for goodness sake.
And you guys shake your finger.
Yes, Roxy. Okay.
Thank you.
The prize that you have right now is a Lego Friends Heart Lake City hotel set. Congratulations.
Boom.
Thank you.
So, if you go for the next question, you could win an annual zoo family pass. That means you and your family for a whole year.
Now, hang on a second, Roxy. Next question is a toughie. But it's up to you, girl.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go for it.
Oh, I love it.
250 points.
So, Cooper, what's this? You can go to zoo. And that's it?
Anytime you like.
Right.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Any day of the week.
Any day of the week.
Okay. Yeah. Like, take a week off school and go every day.
Okay.
Probably we'll get in trouble for that, but, you know, go for any day you like. With your family. Okay. It's a family zoo.
All right, Roxy. This is a bit of a tough question. I'll try and give you a bit of time, but I have to put in a buzzer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you name 5 planets?
Jupiter, Earth, Uranus, Neptune, and Saturn.
Yes!
Yes!
You just got there. The little timer was coming down.
Yeah.
Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
You have an annual zoo family pass. Well done.
Well done.
Yay!
Mammy and Nanny are loving that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So we could leave this here now, or you could go to question 5, okay? Which is worth 500 points. That 500 points translates into a Smith's Toy Store voucher, which is €100. So you can go into Smith's and you'd be like, close the doors. I'm here to spend me €100. Everyone calm down.
I'll go for it.
I love it.
500 points.
It's like a kid impersonating an adult.
I go for it. Yeah, no, really. Yeah. I started with nothing. Nothing.
Roxy, here we go. The final question.
Okay.
What colour is Dipsy in the Teletubbies?
Yellow.
Oh, no!
Oh, Roxy, it's green!
But,
because the rules for Kids Greedy got state that whatever prize you have already won, you get anyway. You still have the annual zoo family pass!
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations. God, that was a tricky question, wasn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't have got it.
Who watches Teletubbies anymore, says Roxy.
Yeah, she's like, what was even the vacuum cleaner called?
Inappropriate.
There you go.
Roxy, thank you so much for playing Kids Greedy Guts. Enjoy every day that you go to the zoo. You can drag whoever you like and can bring your family and have fun and look at lions.
Thanks a million.
Thank you, Roxy.
Bye.
Bye, Roxy, bye. Oh, 98 FM's
Big Breakfast. Shawn Mendes, Mercy. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 20 to 9.
This is such a cute story, and I hope you were keeping up to date with it, because it was literally trending yesterday, actually, on Twitter, that Éireann Róid Éireann had a tweet go up about Hamish. So, Hamish is a little puppy. I'm struggling to think what type of dog he is. He's kind of, he looks like an old man in a little terrier outfit. He had lovely brown eyes, and he's tiny.
I think you've named his breed there, old man in terrier outfit.
He got on a train after leaving his house for the day at Salins. So hopped on the train into Dublin, was doing a bit of shopping, and eventually people at the train station figured out that there's no owner for this dog. This was such an episode yesterday that RTE even did a news segment on it. They went down to the station. Have a listen to this one. This is gas.
Of commuters.
It was here at Platform 7 that the dog disembarked the 8:46 train from Salins to Houston.
Disembarked.
When Éireann Róid Éireann staff realised that he was ownerless, they took him into their care and they named him Hamish.
So they changed his name. His actual name was Tyson. And he has taken over the internet because he's so damn cute, and I love the way that, you know, like, you know, the gruff, the Éireann Róid Éireann staff, you know, they're being kindly like that. Yeah, have you got a ticket? Go on, the train is leaving, get in. And they kind of, yeah, they're lovely, but they're like that kind of like, how's it going there, love? You know, so they seen the dog, and of course they adopted him.
He's a lovely little temperament. He's a, as you can see, he's very relaxed, very chilled out little dog. Perfect little guy. All the guys in this office looked after him brilliantly. Brought him in. A lot of lads lost sandwiches.
He's there petting him anyway. So that trended on Twitter. They did it. You know, they were looking for the owners. And last night, about the evening time, they found the owner. His real name was Tyson. He was chipped by, you know, he had a little chip in him, so they scanned it. The family reunion is happening probably today, and the movie rights are exorbitant, says Éireann Róid Éireann. So well done, Éireann. That's brilliant.
That's fantastic. That's
like the pigeon in Dublin Airport. Do you remember that? Or the little bird in Dublin Airport, the owl, wasn't it? That was very cute as well.
Oh.
So essentially, if you want your pet to get worldwide recognition, just lose them.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
Friday edition of the 9:15 Mystery Machine. I hope it's in a good mood, as are we all. Producer Suzanne Brennan.
Hello.
Almost award-winning producer. She is here.
Almost.
To kick that yoke into life.
Well, I'm not going to kick it this morning. I'm going to hand over the giant boot to Cooper. So pop that on your foot there and give an L kick.
Go for it. Ooh, okay. It looks like you guys are playing each other.
Oh.
And it's a game called A Month of Song Days.
Working title.
Oh, yeah. I think it's brilliant.
It is. It's very good. So what month even are they singing about? So we've got six clips. And if you know the answer to what month it is, you are the one that shouts out what month it is. So best of luck to both of you, okay? You ready for the first one?
July.
August.
You got to hear it first.
Oh, sorry.
July.
Ah, Sue's got that one.
I got it before it even played.
Oh my God.
That's how talented I am.
Yeah, so this is what it sounds like.
Oh my,
July.
Well done, yeah, okay. Second one, well done, Sue.
November.
No.
Do you Movember? September. Oh.
Which?
September.
You reckon it's September?
I do, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Okay. Where did they say September in that?
He beeped it out.
Do you remember the 21st of September?
Would have been better to hear it in the audio clip.
I did play it, but you beeped over it. Sounds grand. All right, next one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
November. March.
No.
September.
Yes. Okay, it is 2-1 at the moment.
There's next. No songs about March, is there?
No, no, I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. Yes, it is November. And I couldn't find in the song where it says November.
Nothing lasts forever like cold November rain.
I listened to like the whole song. It went for ages.
Don't worry.
Okay, next one.
Oh, oh, what a night.
Nice. Yeah. Late September back in... late November.
No.
December.
Yes, September. Wow. Late December. Okay. Oh, Suze's got 2 and Luke has got 3. Luke could win this or Suze could draw it. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Last one. Our love is strong as a lion,
soft as the constantly lying. I've got this. Times we got hot like an iron. September song.
Yes. Oh. You were my September song. That's it. Well done. Damn, it's a draw.
Well done. She started strong, but she didn't end strong, did she?
Well, there's only about 3 months that they're all singing about, really, isn't there? September, November, and December. 98FM's
Big Breakfast. Right. There's a load about August as well.
She's right.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where's February song? January.
Nobody sings about January, February. Mostly about December and September.
Moving on from the 9:15 Mystery Machine, we're going to have some gossip in a bit, talk to Denise Van Outen, and chat about how Lewis Capaldi and Niall Horan are busy mates all of a sudden.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Yeah, it was Liam, not Noel, who's getting a documentary made about him. So it's called, so his thing is like, As You Were. So like he says that in all of his tweets and everything.
Okay.
So the documentary is called As It Was.
Okay.
It's very clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have a listen to a little clip. He's very, very humble.
I'm not doing this to be more famous. I'm f***ing famous enough, you know what I mean?
All right, okay.
And I'm not doing it for the money. Joined the band because I love music. I know how f***ing great I am and I know how s*** I am, you know what I mean? Proud of f***ing staying alive, man. Being here, man.
He should have called us humble. He said, just seen the film As It Was and it's mega. Well done to all involved. As You Were. Oh, I can't say the rest of it. Damn it. Why does he curse so much? It's really difficult to read out anything or play anything from Liam because he's just cursing. It's in cinemas June 7th if you want to watch that.
Yeah, cinema release.
Well, most of the documentaries are these days.
Nice.
Everyone's infatuated with them, aren't they? I was chatting to Denise Van Outen earlier on. I was talking to her about the grand final of Ireland's Got Talent this weekend. Have a listen to her reply. She didn't really get nervous herself.
Yeah, we get nervous for the act.
Yeah.
We don't get nervous for ourselves. We get nervous for them because you want them to do well and you don't want their nerves to get to them. I think so we just try and remain calm because we don't want them to freak out, you know? So we want everyone around them to be quite calm. But inevitably, they do get nervous. It's a big deal for them, you know, and it's a big stage and they know people are watching.
Yeah, she was grand.
Yeah.
She used to do a show called The Big Breakfast.
She did.
With Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I was out.
You weren't alive.
Yeah, I wasn't out of the womb. Like.
It was black and white TV.
Was.
Yeah.
And where's Chris Evans now? And then finally, Niall Horan, he seems to be like friends with a load of Irish celebrities. I like the way he checks in on the likes of Picture This and stuff. And Gavin James, you know, they support them and things like that. It's really good. And he's doing the same thing with Lewis Capaldi, who we here in 98FM are infatuated with. Very funny on Instagram. You should follow him. I think we're even going to get a segment dedicated to following him around and seeing what he gets up to. What's he doing now? But him and Niall were hanging out. So have a listen to them hang out, I suppose. See if you can spot the subtle plug for the new album Lewis has.
I tell you what, I've been to some unbelievable places in my time. But tonight I was a guest of Lewis Capaldi. What a what a privilege, honestly.
That's
Capaldi, you were phenomenal
feeling,
tonight, to be fair.
And I'm so glad you came along.
Which
what's the best thing is
you think
people don't realise my best friends. No, my best friends.
Right.
My album's out 17th of May.
17th of May. There you go. You got it in. That's the cast of Corn Dookie. Now go and pick.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Okay, so the Friday version of Sousa's One More Tune is always great because we know at the end of it we're going to get like a big music exclamation mark. A big way to just say, good luck, happy week, bye, see ya, we're out the door.
Yeah, give us an old Friday tune there,
Friday
will
tunes,
you?
Friday tunes.
I'll
Friday
give
tunes.
You a story, you give me a Friday tune. It's Friday a fair tunes. Swap. This morning we're going over to the Philippines. Somewhere what? We haven't been before.
I was wondering why you were saying it like that.
Very excited. It's a beautiful country.
I have Philippine traditional music on the system.
Ooh.
Here.
Let's have a listen.
This is the Tabuli tribe. This is traditional Philippine music.
Okay.
All the way.
Lovely.
It's your riding one horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bells.
A little hard to talk over, but if I was in the Philippines, all I'd do is spend the days at the beach because it is a beautiful country.
Yeah.
But there's a child over there. He's 14 years old, and all he wants to do all day is play video games. Now, your parents, right? Mm-hmm. If your kid says, I want to play video games for the 12 hours that I'm awake, and then I'll go to bed, recharge, and then when I get up, I'm going to play again for 12 hours, what would you do? Would you let them?
No.
Depends. On how, depends on how much money they're earning.
Or how good they are at it, yeah.
If they are professional gamers, then I encourage that.
Well, Lily Beth is this kid's mother, and she was just sick of giving out to her son and saying, look, you can't spend all your time. So she said, I can't stop him, so I might as well just aid him in his quest to play video games all the time. So she shared a video online, and it's a video of her where she's walking down to the local computer shop. That's where he plays his games.
Mm.
And she brings with her a plate of food.
Oh.
And as her son continues to play the video game, Lily Beth hand feeds him so it doesn't interrupt his process. Now that is dedication.
That was predicted by South Park, wasn't it? Do you remember the the episode? They're like, man, more cheesy poofs.
Yeah, I remember that. The Warcraft episode. Yeah,
you're all wanted to know what game he's playing though, aren't you?
Is it Fortnite? Is it?
Rules are survival. Never heard of it. Have you played it before?
No, I haven't played it yet. No, it's on the list.
On the list. Okay, I'm going to give you a song suggestion. Okay. You can be one back. Mine is Jennifer Lopez. Play.
Big Breakfast.
We want your song suggestions. 0877 98 98 98 and we'll get one more tune out of this.
Friday tunes.
Surely we could just play more of.
Yeah.
God, what's on the way, Coop?
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life on 98FM. It's 9:48 on The Big Breakfast for Cooper and Luke. And Suz is going to give us a recap of our One More Tune story to get us a Friday tune.
Yeah, we just heard about a mother in the Philippines who is helping out her son with his gaming addiction. So he's playing about 14 hours a day down the local computer shop. And and she's bringing down his dinner so it doesn't have to, you know, doesn't have to shout down him down the road to come back for his dinner. She just brings it to him and hand feeds him while he's playing.
She's literally his own personal Uber Eats, isn't it?
Yeah. Do they hand feed you as well?
Oh my God, that'd be the next thing, wouldn't it?
You have to pay extra.
Oh.
Know what I mean? So this is a weird story. I mean, like, I have played games for like 8 hours in a row, but never that long, and never
it never day. Feels like 8 hours either.
And also he's not earning any money, so it's really useless. So all the song suggestions, this came in, we asked for Friday tunes and someone said,
open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game.
Surely there's a remix of that.
And they just didn't get the memo. Friday tunes.
Friday tunes.
And then this text came in. You got it on your side, Coop, don't you?
Yeah. Venga boys, up and down. Martin says it because he's 12 hours up and 12 hours down for his sleep.
Can we take that? Oh, it's
bit of a loose link though, isn't it?
He's up for 12 hours and he's sleeping for 12 hours. He's up.
At least it's...
And he's down.
It's Friday.
He's
though.
Up. Friday tunes. Bang a boys to 98 FM. Good morning.
And down and up.
98 FM's.